Can you say that with me?
In God we trust. And you got to be loud with me on this one. This is America, man. You listening? Come on, here we go. Say it with me. In God we trust. Most people, unless you've been hanging out with us for a while, don't realize that is your nation's motto. That's the motto of America. In God we trust. It's law. It was made law in like 1957. Dwight Eisenhower was put on the coins before the 1900s. In God we trust. Amen. So you know what your national motto is? Say it with me. In God we trust. This is our eighth summer doing series on America. And I always like to do them around 4th of July. I never did that. But my heart changed, and it's just a beautiful thing. I love talking about our country. Amen? So, anyway, let's go with it this morning. See what we can find. Let's see where we're going. Boy, beautiful graphics. How can America stay free? How can America stay free? That's a big question. How can America stay free? Well, I'm going to simplify it for you. And this is my view. But I think it's the view of a lot of our founders, and we're going to see that today. How can America stay free? Pop it up, Rog. Here we go. America is free because America is what? Good. America is free because of the virtue and moral values of its citizens. These values and morals are rooted and grounded in God's word, the what? The Bible, specifically the Ten Commandments. As more and more American citizens cease to be good, the freedoms in America will erode and diminish and will ultimately be dissolved. What famous person said that? He's not famous at all. I said that. Okay? All right? But it sounds pretty good, though. Now, it's what I believe. It's what I believe. We will stay free as America stays good. America will stay free as long as we're a moral people. As we continue to see our morals erode and decay, we will lose freedoms. It will happen. You remember when you were a kid, you could pray in school. You could do different things like that. You understand? Okay? You should never be a question in this country if someone is pregnant that baby's going to live. You know, come to full term. That's not the way it is anymore. Okay? A lot of freedoms have eroded because we're not moral and good like we were. So how can America stay free? Keep looking. Let's listen to some voices of freedom. Some voices of freedom today. We're just getting started. Here we go. And this is going to come back to you and me. This is not just a message on quotes today. This is going to come back to you and me here in a little bit. Some voices of freedom. We have no government armed with power, capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through the net. Our Constitution, say this with me, was made only for a what? Moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Who said that? John Adams, second president of the United States of America. Oh, by the way, he signed the Declaration of Independence. Okay? Moral and religious people. If we're not a moral and religious people, we will not remain free. According to, somebody probably knew something about it, John Adams. We've staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity, say it with me, of mankind for what? And upon the capacity of each and all of us to do what? Govern ourselves and to do what? To sustain ourselves according to the what? And now, in a lot of places, it's not legal to even have the Ten Commandments. And we've got founders like this. Who was this? James Madison, founding father, fourth president. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people. How about that? Say that with me. Whose manners are universally. He, therefore, is the truest friend of the liberty of his country, who tries most to promote its virtue, and who, so far as his power and influence extend, will not suffer a man to be chosen onto any office of power and trust who is not a wise and what? Virtuous man. Boy, it's scary, ain't it? You all right so far? You awake? Who said that? Samuel Adams, founding father. Wow. Where are we at, man? Look at this one. Bad men cannot make good citizens. Say that with me. Bad men cannot make good citizens. Say that again. Bad men cannot make good citizens. You smoking something? Bad men cannot make good citizens. It's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience is incompatible with what? No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, or self-control. Frugality, well, that's a dirty word these days, isn't it? Frugality and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. Who said that? Patrick Henry. What did he say? Give me what? Liberty or give me what? So these are not nobodies. These are people that were there. These are people that made our country. Amen? Come on. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we've removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of men that these liberties are the gift of God? That they are not to be violated, but with His what? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice will not what? Sleep forever. Who said that? Thomas Jefferson. Not only founding father, third U.S. president. He's the one that drafted, drew up the word, the language for the Declaration of Independence. Hearing me today, yes or no? All right. History fails to record a single precedent, not one, in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic what? Oh, he don't know. Who's that fella? General Douglas MacArthur. These are heroes, aren't they? Sonny? These are people that we study and look up to. Where are they now? What books are people reading? Are you listening? But we have forgotten God. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our heart that all these blessings were produced of some superior wisdom of our own. Who said that? Honest Abe, baby, he's shooting straight. Amen? Isn't that the way we are, though? Yes or no? We get everything good, you know, and we forget God. Like we did it. How can America stay free? That's what we're talking about today. How can America stay free? Real change doesn't start at the White House. I don't mean to be ugly this morning. Real change doesn't start at the White House. You can elect whoever to the White House. Real change starts where? Pop it up. At my house. I believe America will stay free because of what goes on in my house. We can complain till the cows come home about elected officials, but how are you living? Y'all hear me or not today? It's a strong message today. You want to make America better? How about you be better? How about that? Say, when I do marriage counseling, if just one comes and both don't, if I can help that one person become a better person in that marriage, we're going to help make a better marriage. You understand? That same philosophy is true for this country. You make a better home. You make a better citizen out of you and see if this country, it did get a little bit better because of you. America's little to me. Here's how I look at it. I look at it as Inglewood. That's my America. That's where I live. That's where I see people. That's where I do my trading and my business with folk. That's where I touch people's lives. I pray that way often. I want this to be the best America right here that I can have, right here in this town. Y'all listening to me? Loving people, loving our community. Not being angry and ill at people and mean as a snake to people, but being kind. Going the extra mile, helping a neighbor, loving your children, doing the right thing. Where? Here, man! Right here in Inglewood! You hearing me? This can be a great place, right? It is a great place. Amen? I tell you what, the world will be going to hell in a handbasket. You get your good home, you can be happy. Hello, say. Going to talk about us now. Here we go.
2 Chronicles 7:14. There's so many awesome scriptures in the Bible. You know, John 3:16 in the New Testament. For God, say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the Old Testament, here's a great verse. And there's a lot of them. But here's a great one. Say this with me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. How many knew that scripture? You've seen that. You know that a little bit about that scripture. Good. Isn't that a great scripture? Let's talk about it today. Okay? We're talking about how can America stay free. And I think you already know where I'm headed this morning. America can stay free and will remain free as long as we are good and moral people. Did you hear me? This nation was not designed to work with any other kind of people. That's why we have the laws. That's why we have the Declaration. It's just, that's the way it is. According to the people that wrote it, I think we should put some trust in them. Amen? So my message to you today is to try to help you and me be good and to be moral. Does being good and being moral get you to heaven? No. No. We're going to talk about that in just a second. No. And we're going to learn about it. We're going to see how when we do it the right way, this country can be preserved. I believe it. So, say that with me. If what? Now help me one more time. If? Okay. Say that with me. I belong to God. Can you say it again? I belong to God. The question is, do you know that? Do you know that you belong to God? If my people, well, that's a great scripture. But if my people, which are called by my name. So do you know that you belong to God? Do you know that you matter to God? You ought to be able to say, yes, I belong to God. Yes, I know that I matter to God. Okay, so if my people, so do you belong to God? Do you know that God created you? God created you in His own image. In the image of God created He Him. Male and female created He them. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a what? So do you believe that? Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe what your founders believed? Do you believe some cockamamie crazy idea that something just blew up and here you are? Or do you believe that you belong to God and that you matter to God? Did you hear me? Yes or no? If you don't matter, if you didn't exist like God says you exist, and you're going to try to figure all this out, it's just not going to fly. You need to know the Lord. Amen. Do you belong to God? Do you know that? Do you know you matter to Him? Do you know that God loves you? How can I be good? How can I be moral if I don't even know God? Do you know that you matter? Do you know that He loves you? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you know that God loves you like that? How can you say, I belong to God, if you don't know that God loves you? Say, well, I went to church when I was a kid. Boy, that doesn't sound like some great love. Amen? Do you know that you matter? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that God forgives you? Say, how in the world can I keep going, and how can I be a good person, a moral person, if I keep just adding up all the sin in my life and the crap in my life? Man, do you know that God forgives you? Say, that He is willing to just wipe that slate clean as far as the east is from the west, and He'll remember it no more. Do you know God like that? That's the God of the Bible. That's the God of our founders. If we confess our sins, He's what? He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So do you know that you belong to God? If my people, America was, whether you like it or not, was meant for a Christian people. That's our founding. That's our principles. Not that everybody has to be a Christian, but God's called men and women everywhere to be saved. He wants everybody to be saved. That's God's plan. Jesus died for everybody. But we're a Christian nation. How can we be good or be moral if we don't know God? Did you hear me or not? How can you be good and how can you be moral if you don't know God? Do you belong to God? Is He your foundation? So if my people, so do you know you belong to God? Which are called by my name. Which are called by my name. So let's look at that.
which are called by my name. If my people, which are called by my name. I am in Christ. Say that with me. I am. Can you say it louder like you are? I am. I'm in Christ, man. What does that mean? Called by His name in Christ. Do you know that you're in Christ? Do you know that God loves you, that you are now a Christian? Do you know that you're a Christian? Can you say that? Pastor Gary, I know I'm a Christian. Well, how do you answer that question? I know I'm a Christian. I'm a good person. I gave money to the church. My mama took me when I was a baby. I'm Catholic. I'm Baptist. How about, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Christ? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Are you a Christian? If you confess with your mouth, the Lord who? Did it say a church name right there? No. And shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So, do you know you're a Christian? If my people, which are called by my name, I belong to Him. I am in Christ. Therefore, talking about morals and being good and keeping America free today. Look at this scripture. Therefore, if any man, say it with me, be in Christ, he is a new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's how you keep America free. How about be saved today? How about put your faith in Jesus Christ today? I want more. I want all of Englewood to trust Christ. Amen. Say. Why? For me? No. So they can go to heaven. So they can have eternal life. So they can live an abundant life right now. Are you a Christian? Do you know that? Do you know that you belong to God? Do you know that you're in Christ? If you're saying, Clark, I don't understand the thing you're talking about, well, there's a good chance you don't know that you're in Christ. And you're going to be fighting a pretty hard battle trying to be good and trying to be moral without Jesus. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. So how can America stay free? Well, if my people which are called by my name, say that part with me, shall what? Shall humble themselves. Shall humble themselves. If what? I humble myself. You can help America stay free by humbling yourself. Amen. Before the Lord. The word humble means to be under. To be under God's authority. Just scoot it on, Raj. Thank you. He is my Lord. He is my head. He is my God. Say that with me. He is my. He is my. He is my. One more time. He is my. He is my. He is my. I know a lot of you are reeling because of the recent decision with the Supreme Court. But the bottom line is decisions are being made now in our country from all levels where God is not my Lord and God is not my head and God is not my God. And there's no foundation or like Patrick Henry said, a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. It's just whatever feels good or whatever the loudest voice is saying. But what about God? What about His Word? And we can fuss till the cows come home, guys, but how about just try this on you first? Amen. Say, instead of getting on your high horse, how about just try to humble yourself first? How about you start doing that? You start saying, He's my Lord, He's my head, He's my God. You think that helped you in your life? Yes or no? Think that helped you with decision making? Yes or no? This is what the Bible says. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, but, well, there you go. Didn't humble yourself. Keep looking. I willingly put myself what? Under His what? And under His. Now, guys, we're talking about being a better country and being a better citizen. It's up to you if you want to do that. You can live any way you want to. I had someone come to see me this morning. Broken because of somebody being unfaithful to them. Unfaithfulness is a choice. And we're left to pick up the crap when somebody comes in here because they've had to deal with that kind of crap in their life. You listening to me, yes or no? Did that have to happen? It did not have to happen. You have a choice to do right, to humble yourself. Yes or no? Y'all right? We done opened week two and I'm already getting ugly at the Fellowship Church. Yeah, pray. We got some, one of them out there likes it. Well, we got one ugly one there. One of them. Don't you want to be within a relationship or with a mom or a dad that you know is going to tell the truth and do right? Guys, I'm not talking about being perfect, but we can make America better. And we can keep America free if we listen to this. I believe it. So I what?
humble myself. What does that mean? No, sin feels good. Sin feels good. It is fun. But what do? Well, I humble myself and I say no. Do I always say no? No, the pastor didn't always say no. I still screw up. But I know at the end of the day, I'm better for it, my family's better for it, and my community's better for it when I do the right thing. Amen. Say. That's the message today. So how can America stay free? I could have put up there, how can Inglewood stay free? Amen. Keep looking. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and what? And pray. So, and pray. So we're talking about praying now. So if we do what? How can we stay free? Pray. I pray. Prayer is what? We talk about being humble. Well, prayer is humility in action. Prayer is I can't do it on my own. I need help. Say that with me. I need help. I need help from God's Word. I need help from other people. I need help because this crazy head of mine screwed up sometimes. I need help. Okay? That's where prayer comes in. I pray. I humble myself. It's humility to action. When I pray, I see my inability and I recognize God's what? Excuse making's got to stop somewhere. Amen? Well, Mama did it and Daddy did it. Everybody just did it. Everybody's doing it, so we just rubber stamp it. Is that what we do? Yes or no? Or do we say, thus says the Lord? As for me and my house, we'll what? Serve the Lord. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Pray, I pray. So, we're talking about how can America stay free. We're really talking about how can I be a good and moral person. That's really what we're talking about today. I've already found out, boy, I need to know I belong to God. I need to know that I'm in Christ, right? Alright, so that's what we've been seeing today. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and say that with me, and seek my face. I believe all of us could be better if we sought God's face. I don't think you'll be hurt for it. Get in the Bible, get in God's Word, hide God's Word in your heart that you won't sin against God. I think every one of us, getting in the Word is not going to hurt you. Seeking God's face. Finding out what God thinks. Well, we're going to make a decision. Well, let's just at least try and see what God says. That usually don't take you down too bad of a path, does it? No. But we've forgotten God. So I seek God's face. The idea is to seek something what? It ain't a lay me down the type of sleep, a seeking thing here, a little prayer. No, I really want God's opinion on this matter in my life. Amen? What does God say? What does God think? How many of us would have not made such stupid decisions in our life if we would have listened to God? Come on, can we see some hands in the house? Amen. Come on. God ain't picking on you. He wants to help you here. So it means to have strong passion. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your what? How can America stay free? By being a good and moral people. How can we stay good and moral if we're wandering from His commandments? Hello, y'all right? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. So, I seek God's face. So it's just a progression and we're almost done. You're doing good though. Hang in here with me. So how can America stay free? Am I putting you to sleep this morning or not? Good. This can help us. Help us right here, right now in this town. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Uh-oh, here's a big granddaddy of them all. Say that with me. And what? Isn't that what the founders were saying? That the Constitution was never meant for an immoral people. So if the Constitution of the United States was not meant for immoral people, then somebody's got to be turning from some sin. Amen. Say. And I'm not here trying to get in your business today. I'm just trying to make Inglewood a better place today. Amen. Say. And your house a better place. And Fellowship Church a better place. This will work, man. So if what? I turn from my wicked ways. The word is a dirty word. The word is what?
Repent, repent.
Y'all don't preach that repentance over there at a fellowship church, do you?
Yeah, because the preacher needs it. If people ask you, y'all preach repentance at the fellowship? Yeah, because Pastor Clark needs it. Okay? We do it all the time with decisions in life. We turn from one way or the other. That's what that word, repent means. It means to turn. It means to turn. It means to see, this isn't right. This isn't right. And I'm going to stop that. It's not right. It's hurting me. It's hurting my family. It's not right, man. You understand? I'm going to turn from it. Now, so far in this whole verse, it's all been a progression. It's been a progression. Okay? I humble myself, God's authority. I pray, God's ability. I seek God's will. Say that with me. Let's look at him again. I humble myself, God's. You can do it your way, or you can do it his way. And now for you to do it his way and for me to do it his way, it's going to take some humbling on Gary's part. Amen. Say. Number two, I pray. Well, God, I can't. I'm struggling. I haven't been able to beat this thing. I don't know. Well, good. I'm going to rely on God's ability. And then finally, I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to seek His will. It's amazing. When you know for a fact what God believes, it really does help you accomplish what you need to accomplish. You listening or not? It's one thing for your mama to tell you something's wrong. It's another thing to see it in the Word of the living God. Amen. To know this is God's Word, man. I want God's best for my life. So it's been a progression. So I now turn from my wicked ways, following that progression. Following that progression of humbling yourself and praying and seeking God's face will enable me and you to see clearer my path of destruction and my path of error. Does that make sense to anybody? But if you're not humble and you're going to try to change, fat chance. If you're going to not pray and try to change and do it in your own strength, fat chance. Y'all listening or not? You're going to try to do it on your own in your own wisdom without seeking God's wisdom and seeking the Word of God. Fat chance. I don't understand the Bible. Well, just live with your finger in the air. Then I guess whatever wind blows you whichever way. That's not the way this country was founded. 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. 56 signers went against the King of Britain and placed their, they said, we pledge our lives. What is it? Our fortunes and our sacred honor. And it wasn't some idea they got in a back room somewhere. It was based on the Word of God that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain what? Inalienable rights. If you start basing your life, making decisions based on God's Word, seeking His face, I'm going to guarantee it, you're going to have a better family. And you're going to be a better person. You're not, I mean, not to judge people, but you're just going to be better. And that's going to make America better. Have I driving you crazy this morning? So I turn from my wicked ways. I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is what? Ever before me. Against you and you only, God, have I sinned. I've done this evil in thy sight. There, that thou mightest be justified when you speak, and you're clear when you judge me. Instead of making excuses, see it as it is. This will make you better, make our country better. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within inside of me. Don't you want a right spirit? Say, it feels great to be clean. I love 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins. This is also something I have to do regularly. Amen? We pray on Sunday morning in a truck. I've been doing it for years out there. Well, not here. I've been in high school. I've been 2 weeks out there now. But this morning, I think it was Steve was praying. Or Jeff, and he would talk about, you know, we confess our sins. We don't want to come before you with unclean hands. And when he's saying that, I'm thinking of things, oh my gosh, I need cleansing. I have not got my act together as good as I can. You hearing me, yes or no? So this message is for me too, guys. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with your what? Don't you want to be free? Say, don't you want to be free from that crap in your life that's holding you? Wouldn't it be great to know God, to
get his forgiveness on it and to be able to get your feet settled and start getting in the book and seeing how what he feels about your life and living a life that's a good life. Say, it's a great thing to do. So I turn from my wicked ways. Say that with me. I see it. I own it. I turn away from it and I follow God's path. Say that with me again. I see it. I own it. I turn away from it and I follow God's path. I turn from my wicked ways. Wow. I think that must be the reason why America has slid. It ain't no fun turning from our wicked ways, is it? But if you do it and I do it, we can make America free. We can keep America free. I believe that. I believe that. Because according to my founders, the Constitution was made for a religious people and a Christian people who are going to listen to God. I've got to believe that. Amen? So if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Well, here's the good news. Say that last part with me. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their and will heal their. Say it one more time. One more time, brother. Okay, good. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And we're done with the message this morning. God will hear. God will forgive. And God will heal. But so often we pray for this. We pray for, oh God, hear me now. God, forgive me now. God, heal me now. But you know what? You don't belong to God. You don't even know God. You're not in Christ. You see how it all hooks together now? Yes or no? If I don't know God, if I don't belong to God, if I'm not in Christ, how in the world can I fight this battle, this sin battle inside of me? This is a tough one. It's tough when you know Jesus and have the Holy Spirit. Yes or not? And a Bible in every room. But without Christ, you ain't got a dog's chance. And neither does America. You shall know the truth. Jesus speaking, and the truth shall make you what? Free. How about a little bragging on God? Since you've come to Christ and He's in your life, not saying you're perfect, but wow, He has set you free and you're not the same person you used to be. Is it okay to say, hey, I'm a better person than I used to be? Can I say, that's not bragging. Can you say that? I'm better than what I used to be. I ain't arrived yet. But I'm better than what I used to be. Amen. Because of Jesus, America's a little bit better. Amen. Come on. At my house. Can you say that? Yes or no? A little bit better. That's what He's doing at my house. Praise the Lord. If the Son, therefore, shall make you what? You shall be what? Can we say that again? If the Son, therefore, shall make you, you shall be what? Boy, that sounds like what the founders were saying. You want freedom, but you don't want Jesus? Freedom is Jesus. Jesus is freedom. Freedom is Jesus. Jesus is freedom. But I want freedom. But you don't want Jesus? He is freedom. You hearing me? Freedom, freedom, freedom in Christ. Because I am free, I am better able to help America do what? Because I'm free. He set me free. If the Son therefore shall set you free, you should be free indeed. Because I'm free, I'm better able to help my neighbor. You agree with that? Say, because I'm free, because of Jesus, I'm better able to help Kim and the children. Say, because I'm free, I'm better able to help you guys here. What a pathetic thing it would be is if I'm on the stage here trying to help you, but I'm not free. Yes or no? Say, just preaching gobbledygook. We come here on a Sunday, well, gobbledygook, gobbledygook. Here's just some gobbledygook. Have at it. This is what got me free. You listening or not? So I'm just sharing with you what I ate. Would you come to the table today if you haven't put your faith in Christ? Would you believe today? Would you put your faith in Christ? Would you say, I believe? Would you humble yourself today and do that? In God we trust. Can we thank the Lord for His word this morning? Amen. Come on, we're done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You survived.